I think most of us, everyone's moving forward to do the best. So when October 10 hits and the first report is due, that what they report is going to be as to their best abilities, factual, accurate, transparent, and that they're being fully accountable with those funds. There are some challenges with limited staffing. Many states are, and local governments are cutting budgets, reducing staff, and so that is an impediment, but it does not in any way change their intensity and intent of trying to be accurate.
Now, the government had some money that they programmed, made available to states and local communities in order to help with that requirement. Has that money been released to the states yet? Are they able to take advantage of it because their reporting requirements begin in October?
I know that OMB and others have worked very diligently to release up to a half of 1% to governments. I don't believe that money has actually made it to, for instance, to Mississippi. I do know that our state controller and state auditor's office have discussed and earmarked and have partnered to utilize the funds together. My understanding is those funds were earmarked specifically for the controller's office, which would be the one who's passing the funds out to the other entities in Mississippi, for instance. And they weren't made available to the auditor's offices. So it's going to require that those controller's offices and auditor's offices work together in the various respective states. And some will do that well. Some will be challenged because you have both elected and appointed controllers and our auditors. And sometimes they're not in the same political party, and that can create some challenges. In Mississippi's case, they've worked very well and partnered together. But as far as the money's getting there, there have been no direct appropriations to states or local governments. I do know that Congressman Towns has a bill that has been introduced to make additional funds available, but with Congress at recess, they've not voted on that. So presents itself a challenge as well.
We're talking with Dr. Billy Moorhead, president of the Association of Government Accountants, and he hails from Mississippi. And there's been a lot of guidance from the Office of Management and Budget at the federal level to federal agencies, and I think a lot of their guidance has gone out to the states. In your opinion, is there sufficient guidance for what they need to do from the federal government to the states?
I've been very fortunate as AGA's president to have traveled to numerous events. AGA has held 4 around the country. We're exploring additional ones. I've been at a couple of meetings with NASAC, which is the National State Auditors Association of State Auditors, Comptrollers, and Treasurers. I would say yes, the federal government, I've seen unprecedented cooperation between the federal government and state governments, like I have never seen in my 25-year career in state government in Mississippi. I have to hand it to folks like Danny Werfel, Ed DeSev, Earl Devaney, and others who have made it almost their mission to make certain that the states and the local partners are part of this communication. The federal government is pushing so much money out so fast, and our current administration under President Obama is insistent that we be accountable, we be transparent, and there's so much riding on this for everyone as a citizen, but also everyone who's a public official, to make certain that we adhere to that. So I think, yes, there's been great communication. The meetings of the last 2 days would be another testament of that. And so the challenge now is the proof will be in the pudding, and if we can get the information on the website so that and the public to understand that information, then that's when we will see how successful we've been.
Well, here's the first test coming up in October. Dr. Billy Moorhead is our guest, president of the Association of Government Accountants and chair of the Division of Accountancy, Computer Information Systems and Finance at Delta State University in Mississippi. What do you expect to see in this October deadline, October 10th through the 15th? Lots of reporting entities, what, 250,000 trying to get online with some confusion, I think, out there about what's even expected and who needs to report. So, you know, first time around, do you think it's going to be A, B, or C grade professor, or maybe a D?
I'm hoping that it will be a B. I would love for it to be an A, but if we can hit a B, I think we've done well. The majority of our governments, and the majority of the funds, the material amount, if you want to use that word, as sort of an academic word, will be going to governments and governmental entities that can handle the reporting and the processing. And by that I mean they have the staff, they have the technology, they have the competencies and resources in their own agencies, by and large, to make these reporting deadlines. I know, and I can speak, for instance, a small town in Mississippi has never been required to report under the Single Audit Act. Well, now they're receiving the threshold of in excess of $500,000, that they'll be required to report under the Single Audit Act. They don't even know what the Single Audit Act is, and because they've never had to report under it, nor do they have the staff that can help them. So I think that's where the challenge is going to be, and those type of entities will take some additional work. And those are not material funds in total, and I don't believe there'll be any intent of fraud there, but it's just a matter of we're going to have to work with those entities once we get past this first date to get things caught up.